where they can lay their eggs. And then the eggs are going to taste better. Do you know that?
I'm still going to get the free range ones.
They all taste. Well, you know what? There are some local chicken rangers. Chicken rangers. You can buy local eggs, and they are yummy, but eggs are flat. They don't taste like anything anymore. That's my cue. We're taking a break. We'll be back. We'll get to our Better Living segment this hour.
And we didn't have and one welcome joke about a
Capriotti
chicken ranch.
Sandwiches. You're listening to Broadview. Thanks for being with us.
The Buzz.
Are you looking for an incredible gift for that special someone? We're here to help. Hi, it's Regina, General Manager of RenewMD. If your special someone has skincare concerns or just needs a little pampering, we can help. Are you still thinking about taking care of your sunspots, wrinkles, or unwanted hair, but you haven't called us? Why not? We're here to help you look and feel your best. You can be confident knowing board-certified plastic surgeon James Murphy and his team of cosmetic-trained nurses and medical estheticians treat your concerns. RenewMD features the only Cutera laser and LED cold lasers in our area. No one has more lasers or more state-of-the-art equipment, ensuring you have the best treatments possible in the Reno area. We have some great specials in February. The Fire and Ice Medical Facial, only $79. Get a free cut with a color in our salon. At RenewMD, we want you to have your best skin, and if you'd like to give someone a great gift, we can help. So give us a call for a gift certificate or book a complimentary consultation at 852-4500. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, setting the gold standards at affordable prices.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Having financial needs? Now is the time for year-end planning. Cartledge, Cartledge & Company started in 1958. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge, Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. And Steve Fedeli, is that how you pronounce it?
Stephanie.
Is back here. Fedeli. Stephanie?
It's Stephanie. That's what it says on the card.
Stephanie is someone else. Okay. That's his wife. Steve is here,
Steve
I believe,
Stephanie.
From Capriotti's. It's a local franchise, and we're going to talk to him in a minute. He's here. I can smell it. Can you smell the sandwiches? Or is it just the picture?
I hope that's what you're smelling.
I wanted to finish up here, though. Did you see on Twitter rumors of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's death?
Yeah.
Yeah, they Twittered that. Was that fake? Did they come up with the idea? Was it fake?
I was watching right up until the time I came to the show, and I saw no conclusion as to whether it was fake or not.
They say it was late Friday afternoon. Fake BBC accounts, tweets, said they were deleted, said it was fake, but they're not sure it was fake. Can't confirm the accuracy of the rumors, but this isn't the first time that Twitter has killed someone.
And it turned out to be a lie.
Those were dang sure. I think Bill Cosby was killed on Twitter. Eddie Murphy, Fidel Castro. He was killed on. And Mark Twain. He's been dead for years.
One of the things that was mentioned is that there was a bunch of cars around the North
Right,
Korean.
A lot of cars
and so
at the embassy.
Maybe that's how the rumor got started.
Went
there was
viral.
A bunch of cars and somebody made something up.
Unconfirmed reports. Jong-un.
We can send you over to North Korea to check this out, Jay.
I don't think I'd even want to go there. I hope he's going to be a little bit better than his old daddy.
I wouldn't count.
Hope something would change with that. So I thought that was interesting, though. What else did we have? Was there something else?
Did you hear about the JFK intern with her new book?
No, I didn't.
That's kind of interesting.
What is it?
Another intern, just like Bill Clinton's intern, only this one was with JFK, and she had a years-long affair with the president while she worked in the White House.
Well, now it's nice for her to come forward. Now he's dead and can't say it didn't happen.
80 years old or something, and she's...
When I was young, JFK and me.
It was an 18-month affair with the most powerful man in the world, and she was a virgin when it started. She said he was very polite the first time when she told him she'd never done it before.
And he said, ooh. So,
he said, do you want to stop? And she said, no, because you're the president.
I heard that too. Do you want to stop?
She's got
we all
book
heard
out.
That. Really? Well, I guess, well, is there any Kennedys left to offend? Or for them to sue her?
The next generation down. Carolyn.
Carolyn. Yeah, she'll
Patrick.
Be. Oh. Well, why now, though? Why?
I don't know why.
Why, do you think?
Probably for money, right?
Well, I don't know. 80 years old?
Maybe she just wants her story out there. And it sounds, she knows enough details and she's got enough to say that there's not much doubt that she's telling the truth. She mentions the people who would usher her into his presence every time, so those people can.
Are they dead?
I don't know. I haven't read the book.
All of the people in the accounts are dead now, but this sounds real, right? Well, I
sounds
don't know.
Like it was a good affair. I mean, it doesn't sound like he
well,
was.
Well, he had more than that, didn't he? I mean, there was rumors about Marilyn Monroe and, you know, right?
Yeah.
He was a good-looking guy.
I think that's more than a rumor at this point. So.
Yeah, yeah. He was a good-looking guy. Smart.
But his wife was good-looking, too, so what's the deal?
Oh, and her little, hi.
Oh, you don't like Jacqueline?
Robert. I don't know. The way she talked kind of got on my nerves, to be honest.
Yeah.
And we have a barn here, and that was sat and watched movies.
That was that 50s finishing school
accent. Shut up, Jackie.
Oh, man. She's still popular. You're going to get phone calls.
I know it. I am. I did admire her for just being just cute.
How can you say that after that?
Well, I don't know. There just didn't seem to be much substance, but I hear there was. Okay. And, of course, she was not a stupid woman. Married Onassis afterwards. Not a stupid woman. Here's something kind of fun. For sale, 160 acres of rolling hills in California. Perfect for a vineyard, cattle ranch, or communications with outer space.
Why is the third one?
Yeah. Silicon Valley businessman Jeffrey Bullis, he ended up owning this Jamesburg Earth Station. That's what it is. A former telecommunications center with a 10-story satellite dish.
Wow.
Yeah, back in 2004, he bought it. The real estate market was booming. He was visiting a friend in Carmel Valley on California's Central Coast, beautiful there, where homes were still selling for millions. He bought it, complete with a barn, small house, 21,000 square foot bomb-proof building, an enormous satellite dish. Now, for decades, the Jamesburg Earth Station was a relay point, which broadcast countless historical events, like they're saying, the Vietnam War and the Apollo 11 moon landing.
10 stories. That's
10
huge.
Stories. It's huge.
It's a skyscraper.
Yes. Fiber optics replaced the Earth Station's function. So it was closed in 2002. Now, it was closed when he bought it. But he had it all cleaned out. There was lots of obsolete equipment. He walked through one of the gymnasium-sized rooms. He says it was his party house. He had a great time there. Great basketball room, shooting range, archery room. Kids came out, played. They had a great time. It would be very unique sale. It's up for grabs.
How much?
$4.2 million.
This is perfect for us, Jay.
I know it.
We could broadcast our show.
Could you get your checkbook out?
We could broadcast
to the whole
universe.
We could satellite. We wouldn't even have to be at a radio station.
We could broadcast to the Milky Way.
Wouldn't that be great? Completely out of the corporate loop. Let's do it. As it turns out, the greatest interest in the property has been, guess who?
Who?
NASA.
Yeah, they have any money. But
yeah,
Obama
he's seriously
cutting their budget.
He's advising a team competing for the Google Lunar X Prize, a $20 million award for the first privately funded team to get a rover to travel on the moon. And he wants to broadcast it from there. We could control it from there, he says. His name is Wingo. To me, that's be more fun than worrying about the past. As important as the past is, I kind of look forward towards the future. Yeah. He hasn't made an offer, and the property is still on the market. They're asking price for the dish, the bunker, and the land, $4.2 million.
That doesn't seem too
bad. No, I did. $4.2 million for all that? Okay, bring that sandwich in here. Get on in here. Steve's here. Come on in.
We could broadcast to 5 billion
Chinese
people. Can
you believe it?
They wouldn't understand a word we're saying, but we could do it.
Not to mention, I mean, there would be more. Hi. Come on in, Steve. We've got a seat right here for you.
Okay, thank
Is it Fideli?
Yeah, Fideli's correct.
Yes. Now, that's kind of strange because that kind of works. Deli?
Fideli, yes.
Get right in that microphone there,
thank
Steve.
You.
I was asking her, how do we pronounce his name? Fidele. And I thought, Deli. Look at these sandwiches.
Wow. Those are good-looking sandwiches.
Capriotti Sandwich Shop. Stanford Way. Sparks. Right. How come I've missed it? How long have you been there?
We've been there 3 years. In fact, yesterday was our two days ago was our three-year anniversary.
Oh, my goodness.
And that was our first store in the area, and that's my middle son, Zach's store. He's an owner-operator.
Now, where are you from? Are you from here in Reno?
Actually, I lived in Vegas for 55 years, and my son attended UNR, so I came up here, you know, periodically and fell in love with the Reno area. And then when we came up with the Capriotti idea, we decided to develop this area.
So it's a franchise.
Yes, it is.
The sandwich shop. Uh-huh. And I was reading here, Lois Margolet.
Yes.
Lois Margolet grew up in Delaware, neighborhood known as Little Italy. And she actually came up with the idea to have this little sandwich shop.
Yes.
And now what, 25? You've got 25 stores? Or
There's actually about 28 stores in the Las Vegas area. And we currently develop three stores in
28 in Las Vegas alone?
Yes.
Oh,
since
goodness.
I think the early 80s, they migrated to the Las Vegas area and started developing stores there.
So how did you come up with the idea to get in on this franchise?
Well, actually, I was in the casino industry for 37 years, and I met Lois. She used to come out on junkets periodically. And so anyway, so we got to talking.
I'm not playing.
And so I told her, I said, well, bring some sandwiches out with you. So she filled up a suitcase full of sandwiches one trip, and we gave them out to all of the employees in the casino.
Oh, my gosh.
And then 25 years later, she had like 28 stores in the Las Vegas area.
That is just amazing. What is this sandwich I took a big bite of?
You're currently just took a big bite out of the Bobby, which is our fresh butterball turkey, which we roast fresh every night.
Well, I was noticing that's really was her concept, right?
Yes.
To roast the turkey fresh and make her sandwiches.
Right. We roast 25-pound butterball turkeys every night, and then we pull the meat off them at 7 o'clock in the morning, and that's what we use on our sandwiches.
Wow.
And the roast beef is pretty much the same. It's 20-pound top-round roasts, and we roast those slow and pull those fresh every morning.
I'm looking at your menu. You have all kinds of goodie stuff. And you do catering, too, over there, do you, Steve?
Oh, we do. Yes, we do a lot of catering, and it's just getting better all the time with our catering.
Well, I think the Capriotti story is just miraculous. I think it's absolutely wonderful. So she's still alive. She's not an old woman.
Oh, yes. She's very active, in fact. She still has her two stores back in Wilmington, Delaware. And Lois gave me an opportunity of a lifetime. She actually gave me the franchise agreement and rights on a handshake because she knew me. Mm-hmm. And God bless her.
Yeah.
And she's provided a very secure and happy future for my family and us. You
know. Is this the only one so far in Reno?
We have three.
You have three here in Reno?
Yes.
Hmm. And, I didn't do my homework
The one on
here.
Greg and McCarran.
Oh, Kitsky. You got one on Kitsky.
Right. And Greg and McCarran. And also the one at the south end of the university on 810 North Sierra.
I don't know why I haven't even heard of it.
You know what? It's amazing. But we still have maybe 5, 6 to 10 people a day that come in, our first-time customers, which is very encouraging for us.
So you're just doing word of mouth is what you're doing.
Yes, and guerrilla marketing. And what we basically do is we haven't done hardly any radio or TV, but what we do is we look for good causes in a community because the community has really supported our product and our stores.
And then show up with your sandwiches.
So we donate trays like we did 4 trays to the United Blood Services. We sent trays up to the Reno Evacuation Center when they had the Coughlin Fire.
Oh, that's marvelous. Yeah.
And that's what we believe in. We just believe in giving back to the community.
So do you own all three franchises here?
It's a family-orientated deal.
Your whole
here.
Family. How many?
Yes. I have two sons, my son Zach and Josh, mm-hmm. and my daughter Stephanie.
And so where do you roast all these turkeys? Right at the shop?
Right on site, yes. We have special ovens that roast them for a period of 8 hours, and then they drop down to a holding temperature, and then they'll wait for us till we get there in the morning.
So what is the truth about turkey? What's the truth about the sleepiness? What is it?
I guess it's called tryptophan.
But they say that's just a myth, right?
You know what? I've never gotten tired eating one of our sandwiches.
I've never gotten tired of turkey. You're over there snoozing. What's the sandwich he's eating right there? That looks like it's roast beef on there.
He's having a regular, just a roast beef sub. Top round roast beef. It's kind of
like... very good. What's the red thing there? I see a bunch.
That's
of
the
red.
One that I'm eating.
That's the one with the Bobby, which is our signature sandwich.
Cranberry.
Yes, it's the butterball turkey, cranberry, salt, pepper, and stuffing.
Look, and stuffing. You get the whole thing right here in it, and wonderful bread.
Oh, thank you.
Is this homemade bread?
No, this is bread supplied by Franco Bakery, a local bakery.
Oh, which is good. Yeah.
Yes.
Local. We love that because this part of my segment is brought to you by. Where are we? Reno Sparks. Business co-op, which is buy local.
Right.
No matter what. Dave always encourages us to buy everything local, even if it's a franchise or it's a chain, to do it here locally.
Right. We have certain restrictions on what corporate, directs us to buy some food products from. But everything like produce, bread, or whatever we can, we buy from local vendors. And... like I said, we love the Reno community. They support us, and we want to support them.
Your mission is to have the best-tasting sandwiches complemented with uncompromising customer service. How late do you open? What days?
On the Spark store, we're open from 10:30 till 7:30 at night, and then 11 to 7 on Saturday. Our university store has extended hours from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Monday through Thursday, they're open 10 to 9. And our Kitski store is open from 10 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Okay, give me a landmark where the Kitski store is.
If you're heading south on 395, mm-hmm. and got off on the Virginia Street exit, and it's right across from the Big Lowe's Home Improvement Center.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, on Kitski.
Okay, right there Kitski where Mimi's is?
Right, where Mimi's and P.F. Chang's.
Okay.
It's right in the Meadowwoods Marketplace.
Okay, and over in Sparks on Greg, are you in that little Stanford Way and you're in that little...
Right on the corner there, kind of like a triangle there.
You're right, where...
We're in that middle building. It's
Starbucks.
An orange and gray building.
I mentioned Starbucks, but right there in that one, right?
Yes.
Steve, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for
wonderful having menu. We love it that you're here in the Reno area. You're going to be opening some more stores? I mean, 28 in Las Vegas. How do you service 28 stores? That's crazy.
Well, yeah, we do. We have plans to open two more stores.
You're going to went out in Spanish Springs, I'd say.
We're really strongly considering Spanish Springs and also Carson City.
Ah, wonderful.
So, and that would pretty much complete it. It's a tremendous amount of work and a lot of hours.
It is.
But it's very gratifying. It's probably first time in 40 years I really enjoy what I'm doing.
And it's delicious. This is delicious. I can't wait to come in there. Capriotti's, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Keep you in mind for catering and everything.
Yes. Any catering needs. And it's really a great way to cater. It's no muss, no fuss. And
delicious.
We have a lot of... we really take a lot of pride in our product here.
Yeah, you do. That's good. That's very good. Thank you very much. You're with Broadview, and we'll be right back. We have a couple actresses joining us for the end of the show. So don't go away.
It's fun to wake up again. Don Geronimo is here weekday mornings, 5:30 till 10 on 1270 The Buzz.
I want to go to college.
I want to stay motivated.
I don't want to be anxious or paranoid.
I don't want to have diminished motor coordination.
I don't want to have a psychotic episode.
Today's marijuana
is grown with toxic chemicals.
And one in 6 teens that use it will become addicted.
Tell me not to use marijuana.
Talk to me now.
Visit jtnn.org for more information.
In honor of Black History Month, Macy's and the Romare Beer